And away we go. Here we are. There, the mic's working a little better now. Away we go on this Wednesday, October the 9th, 2019. 19 minutes past the hour, almost 20 minutes past the hour. And we are in the full swing of Halloween here at WWGH Radio. Scott Spears live with you on a Wednesday night. So good to be back behind the microphone here. And we're going to do some trivia tonight. So get your dialing fingers ready. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we've got a lot of trivia questions that we've had over time that we have not gotten answered yet. So hopefully, we'll be able to get some of these answered tonight. Now, here are some of the ones we've had for quite a while. What Marion business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? What Marion business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? Now, as I've said before, this is a business that is still in business in Marion today. It's a local business. If you wanted to go to this business today, you very well could. What was radio station WMRN 1490's slogan in 1947? Does anybody know what their slogan was in 1947? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? The mayor of Marion in 1941. Now, I should tell you what prizes we have here. We have some tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We have some tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Boo at the Zoo going on at the zoo right now, along with all the other great things at the Columbus Zoo. Does anybody know the answers? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? What was radio station WMRN's slogan in 1947? And what Marion business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? And Madge Cooper and I hosted that broadcast. It was the Red Carpet Report back in 2007. And this local Marion business is still in business today. Does anybody know what that local business was? 740-383-9944, 22 minutes past 5 o'clock here on this Wednesday afternoon. Now, a few weeks ago, we got into a conversation about coffee on this station. And I looked up some trivia about coffee. Now, let's see if any of you know the coffee trivia. What happened in the 1600s with coffee? Something happened, kind of a controversial thing, happened in the 1600s when it came to coffee. What is the most expensive drink at Starbucks? All I want is the cost. All you have to do is give me the price. Does anybody know what the most expensive drink at Starbucks is? Any guesses? I guess you could call up Starbucks right now and say, what's your most expensive drink? And they would give you this price. But is anybody good enough to guess? Any regular visitors to Starbucks? Before coffee, what was the breakfast drink in America? Does anybody know what people drank in America before coffee? Any guesses? Who's the most famous coffee drinker in American history who drank a gallon of coffee a day? Now, I'll give you a hint on this one. It was a U.S. president. Does anybody know what U.S. president drank a gallon of coffee a day? Does anybody know the famous coffee character that was on television in the 1960s and 70s? Now, those are some questions out on the table there. Coffee trivia is the question. Well, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, was it Ovaltine?
It was an Ovaltine. Before coffee, it was an Ovaltine, but that's a good guess.
All right.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. It was not Ovaltine. Now, the question we're looking for here is, before coffee, what was the breakfast drink in America? So, before coffee came about, what did we used to drink in America for breakfast? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We've got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. Or if you would just like to call in and answer the trivia question, we would love that too. Now think about this. Before we had coffee, what was the breakfast drink in America? What did people used to have with their breakfast before coffee was invented? Also, does anybody know the most expensive drink at Starbucks? All you have to do is give me the price. And if you come within 50 cents of the price, I'll give it to you. So what is the most expensive drink at Starbucks? What happened in the 1600s that has to do with coffee? It was kind of a controversial thing. Does anybody know what that might have been? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. What Marion business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? Now, this business is still in business in Marion today, and it's a local business. What was the slogan of radio station WMRN in 1947? Now, I think it was one of their first slogans. Does anybody know what this is? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? Does anybody go back that far? We're about to have a mayoral election. So a lot of people say mayoral, but it's mayoral. We're about to have a mayoral election coming up a few weeks here, under a month now. But does anybody know who the mayor of Marion was back in 1941? 740-383-9944. 27 minutes past 5 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon. We would love to hear from you. Nobody knows the coffee trivia. Who was the famous coffee character of the 60s and 70s that was on television? Does anybody know who that famous character was? Who is the president who was the most famous coffee drinker? Drank a gallon of coffee a day. A gallon? Now think about that. Now how many people do you know who drink a gallon of coffee a day? Wouldn't you think that would be an awful lot of coffee? A gallon? That'd be 7 gallons a week. But this president did it. Does anybody know the president who was such a coffee drinker that they drank a gallon of coffee a day? Does anybody know what the breakfast drink in America was before coffee? Before coffee, we used to drink something else in the morning with breakfast. Does anybody know what that was? The most expensive drink on Starbucks menu. Does anybody know the price? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here. Now, don't forget, next week, Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond will return. Wednesday for 10 to 5 p.m., as well as, following this show today, the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will be on from 6:10 to 7 p.m., so you won't want to miss that. And it's also on Sundays from 6 to 7. So good programming here on WWGH Radio. Now, see, my microphone went kind of funny there again. Let's see here. Okay. I think we're back where we need to be. This knob on this microphone is so sensitive. Okay. I think we're back where we need to be. Do want to remind you, our pickup time here for prizes, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Oh, let's get the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Was the drink orange juice?
Not orange juice, but that's a good guess, too.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Not orange juice. What we're looking for, what was the big drink in America? Let's see, I want to word this right. Before coffee, what was the breakfast drink in America? Now, we've had two good guesses. We've had Ovaltine, and we've had orange juice. But we're looking for something else. Before coffee, what was the breakfast drink in America? Does anybody know what that was? 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, which are good through, I think, October the 28th, and the zoo tickets are good through the first of the year, so you can save those and use those anytime you want. But we're trying to figure out what was the breakfast drink in America before coffee. What do you think people would have had for breakfast as a drink? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the most expensive item on the Starbucks menu? If you come within 50 cents, I'll give it to you. All you have to do is give me a price. Let's see here. What's our other questions? We have some other. Oh, does anybody know what U.S. president drank a gallon of coffee a day? 7 gallons a week. All their life. What U.S. president drank a gallon of coffee a day? Does anybody remember the famous coffee character of the 60s and 70s on television? The most famous coffee character, wasn't a real person, on television in the 1960s and the 1970s. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944, 32 coming up on 33 minutes past the hour here on this Wednesday afternoon. We would love to hear from you. Remember our new pickup times here at WWGH Radio, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to the Wilds, and all we want to know is what were Americans drinking in the morning before coffee came about? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Now also, we were talking a lot about history of Marion. We were talking a lot about the hot dog stand on Main Street that had the everything sauce. We were talking about the Isley shop, the old Tecumseh plant, the Shovel Restaurant, Dorothy, who used to run Fair Park Sundries, Snow's Racket Store. I saw a question about Snow's Racket Store the other day on Facebook, on one of those history sites. The old Halloween parades, the Christmas parades, the stores that used to be downtown. Does anybody have any memories of these things? The Blizzard of 78. any memories. 740-383-9944. Now, one thing that had gotten a lot of interest was the old L&K restaurants. Now, apparently, there were three L&K restaurants in Marion at different times. There was one on Delaware Avenue, where Matthew's Honda is now. There was one downtown, and there was one out on Route 98, apparently where Jimmy John's is. By the way, has anybody heard what's going in next door to Jimmy John's? I have yet to hear the answer to that question. Go ahead, caller.
One more stab. Was it chicory?
Not chicory. No, that's a good stab, though.
I'll keep thinking.
Keep thinking. Bye-bye. Not chicory. The question is, what before coffee did Americans drink for breakfast? Before coffee became so popular in America, Americans used to drink something else for breakfast. What was the breakfast drink? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Or does anybody know the U.S. president that used to drink a gallon of coffee every day? You know, I'm trying to think of how many cups would be in a gallon. Now, I'm sure I could Google that. But that's quite a few cups of coffee every day. A gallon of coffee every day? Because you think of a little coffee cup. You know, you can get a... See, this is the thing about a cup. Now, you know, we have the measuring cups, so we know how many measuring cups are in a gallon. But if we're talking about cups of coffee, now, that's not exactly a measuring cup. So does anybody know, a gallon of coffee, how many cups of coffee would that probably be? In a standard coffee cup, I mean, these cups are named after coffee. I wonder what they called these cups before coffee. Did they just call them mugs? There's an interesting question. Because we now, most people call them coffee cups. Even if you don't drink coffee out of them, you say, give me a coffee cup. Put some tea in that. But how many cups of coffee in a coffee cup do you think would be in a gallon? Go ahead.
You know, John Adams drank a lot of coffee.
Who's that?
John Adams.
John Adams. You know, that's not the answer to the question. Now, did you hear that John Adams drank a lot of coffee?
Yes.
Really? Now, where'd you hear that at?
Well, my grandpa told me that when we were sitting there having a picnic one time.
And he said...
My grandpa told me that.
And he said John Adams was a big coffee drinker.
Yes.
Well, he lived to be 90, and that was back in the 1800s.
Right.
Now, do you have any idea how many coffee cups would be in a gallon?
Oh, my goodness. That'd be two cups. A pint. Let's see, four. Quart would be 16 cups.
You think 16 cups?
Yeah.
16 coffee cups would be, so you'd have to drink 16 cups of coffee to get to a gallon.
Right.
Well, that's interesting. It's not John Adams, though, but that rules him out. It's another president.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're looking for the president of the United States who drank a gallon of coffee every day. Now, I don't know if they followed him around and made sure that he was drinking this much coffee, but the question is, which president drank a gallon of coffee every single day? Now, the other question that's popular tonight is, before coffee, what did Americans used to drink in the morning? When Americans were getting up in the morning, they didn't have their coffee. What did they have? Any guesses? 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you. Always interesting to hear from the listening audience out there. Or does anybody have any memories of old Marion? The old hot dog stand on North Main Street? the old L&K restaurants, which we've been through. The, let's see, what else is going on? Does anybody know what's going in next to Jimmy John's? I've seen a little bit of construction out there. You know, I just recently went up over that overpass Monday that was built there at Pole Lane Road in 309. You know, that's a nice overpass, but they're still doing a lot of construction out there. It doesn't really slow you down, but if you're trying to turn in to any of those buildings on the right, there's a lot of construction going on there right now. But that overpass has made things very nice. How many times did we get cut by a train there at 309? Trying to go to the senior center, or trying to go to Marca, or trying to go to the depot when it was out there. Do you like the new overpass? Has anybody else been over top of it? That's an exciting thing. 740-383-9944. The Isley Shop. The old Tecumseh plant. The Shovel Restaurant. Dorothy, who used to run Fair Park Sundries. Not a whole lot of people who remember Dorothy, and that still surprises me, because Dorothy was there for like 30 years at the Fair Park Sundries. I think the computer corner has her building now. But she was there for a long time. Do people remember her? The stores downtown? Does anybody have a special memory of a store that used to be in downtown Marion? We talked a lot about Gallagher's and also Snow's Racket Store. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, one thing I remember is when they used to fly Santa Claus into the Southland Mall in a helicopter. But I can't remember how that all used to happen. Was that Thanksgiving night or the night before Thanksgiving? I don't remember how that all went down. Does anybody remember Santa Claus flying into the Southland Mall in a helicopter? And everybody used to gather in the parking lot to watch this happen? Does anybody know why that happened, or why that stopped, or what happened? Because that was a very good memory. 740-383-9944. Back to our questions. Does anybody know what the breakfast drink in America was before coffee? When you used to be having your French toast, or your pancakes, or your cold cereal, or your waffles, what did you have with them before coffee? What drink did Americans used to prefer in the morning? Does anybody know the president who drank a gallon of coffee every day? A full gallon, which would be a whole lot of cups. Any guesses? It was not John Adams. Although, I bet John Adams was a coffee drinker, because he lived to be 90 back in the 1800s. And they always say people who drink a lot of coffee live a long life. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Anybody gonna call? 740-383-9944. Anything going on interesting in your life? I was trying to think of something fascinating that was going on in Marion right now. I don't think there's anything that rolls off the top of my head. All right, 44 minutes past the hour. Not much time left here. 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo. tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. Interesting stuff. A gallon of coffee a day. What in the world would possess somebody to drink a gallon of coffee a day? That is an awful lot of coffee. See, I'm not a coffee drinker, so that really doesn't appeal to me. All right, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Misty Turner.
Yes. Go ahead, Misty.
I listened to your broadcast. What are you looking for? Something positive for the day?
Yes. What's the positive news out there?
Well, I just got off of work at the Morrill County Jail, and we made it through another day.
Oh, that's...
And some people got some bad news, and then some people got good news. Some people left, and some came in.
So how are things at the Morrill County Jail?
Well, right now they're looking up. People, the food's improving, the serving sizes are better. People seem to be overall happy with my company that I work for, which is Aramark Food Services.
Oh, good. So you serve the food at the prison?
We serve the food, and we also supervise the inmates that cook there.
Oh. Now, are they pretty
good? They have to work for their food.
Well, that's interesting. Are they pretty good cooks there?
Some of them, my cook that I have now is a cook that works at Bob Evans, but most of them have no job skills. So we try to teach them how to cook and how to bake so they at least have some idea that they have a positive influence on the community instead of just committing crimes.
Now, the people over in Morrill County, is that a long-term or a short-term facility?
I have both there.
That's
I have some that are there for a short time, and then also that, I don't know if you know, but that is an ICE detainee detention center. They keep them until the immigrants are deported
now
to their country.
Is there a lot of that going on over there right now?
Well, the jail that I work at, Morrow plus Butler County down by Hamilton, are the only two major detention centers in Ohio.
Is that right?
So we have a lot coming in every week, and we have some leaving.
Now, how long does it usually take for somebody to be deported once they've been detained?
It just depends on what country they're from and what their medical status is when they're picked up. Sometimes they come to us, and they need to be seen by mental health or by nursing. And some people, I've seen them be there for a couple weeks, and I've seen people be there for a couple months. It just depends on how quickly they get them processed.
Now, is that an interesting job? I just, you know, a lot of people have such a fear of going inside of a prison. Do you find it to be...
It takes a special person.
What's the biggest issue you have?
The biggest issue that I have is keeping them motivated.
That's interesting.
Instead of just wanting to sleep all day. Because they know they're going home, they're just going to go back to the lifestyle that led them to be incarcerated.
I would think that maybe a lot of the sleep has to do with depression, because if you were in prison, you might be depressed.
Yes, it does. So a lot of people do show signs of depression, and they do need to be evaluated more so for that.
Well, I'm just glad that there are people like you who are out there and able to do this. Now, is the food, what's a typical meal?
A typical meal is usually some form of rice or pasta, casserole, usually always a vegetable, a salad, and they get a dessert and bread and butter, salt and pepper.
Now, you know, this thing, it's funny because earlier on this week, it's weird that we would have this conversation because, you know, somebody I think it was a few days ago, made the joke about, you know, prisoners and bread and water. That doesn't sound too bad, what you just said.
No, and the food is very tasty. We have control over the spices. We use the same spices that anybody would use at home. Today we had chili, and we obviously used chili powder, a little bit of cayenne pepper to give it some kick.
Now, can they have...
serve it...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Can they have as many servings as they like?
No. Actually, our jail and the company that we work for, they have a contract. We provide so much food per tray per inmate.
That's it. Now, do most of the inmates clean their plate?
Yes. Because that is their only form of food service. At our little jail, we do have commissary that's shipped in, but that's only once or twice a week. And that's if the inmate's family have put money on their books.
Now, do they get breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Are there any snacks or anything in there?
No, that we serve them three meals a day.
Three meals a day?
And the rest is up to them.
But they can buy things if their family puts money on their card.
Yes, through commissary.
Now, what kind of things are in the commissary?
That I'm not familiar with because that's handled by a different company than what I work for.
That's interesting.
But I do know that most of the inmates, they do order name brand stuff like Little Debbie snacks, candy bars. A lot of their money is spent on coffee.
They love coffee.
Yes, and it keeps them motivated.
See, prison would not be good for me because I don't like coffee.
Oh, then we give them water. And obviously, they get milk in the breakfast. They get tea at lunch, and they get juice at dinner. We do provide them with 8 fluid ounces of...
Oh, that's... Now, can they have more beverage if they wanted more beverage?
No. We only prepare so much for a certain amount of people every day. Our head count is usually about 150 per meal.
Wow. Now, because I think this thing about ICE is interesting. Has that gone up quite a bit in the last 2 or 3 years?
I have only been there 5 months, and I have seen an increase.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating job, and you enjoy your work.
Yes, I do.
Hey, well, do you listen to the station often?
No, unfortunately, I don't. I just happened to catch it today on the way home from work.
Well, I certainly hope you stay with us and listen to us all day long, because you can win tickets to the Columbus Zoo and Jack Hanna's Wilds and have interesting conversations like this.
Yes.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you for calling in, and thank you for what you do.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you for what you do.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now there's the type of calls that I love. That is so interesting. 740-383-9944. What a fascinating job that would be. And as I said, when I went to the Marion prison here back in 2018 and interviewed some of the prisoners, you know, it's people. You know, when you get right down to it, we're all people. And some people just make mistakes. And we have to be, I think, somewhat understanding of that. I hope so. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. You know, John Kennedy took a lot of pain medication, and he might have needed a lot of coffee to keep him up and aware of everything going on. The presidential guest might be John Kennedy.
You know what's fascinating about that is that a long time ago, and this has stuck with me all these years, is that I don't know where I heard this, and I don't even know if it's really true. I've never went back and looked it up. But I always heard that if you took any kind of medication and you took it with caffeine, that the caffeine would somehow either cancel out the medication or dull its effects, that you were supposed to take medication with water. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not a doctor. But I heard that somewhere, and even though I'm not a big water drinker, if I ever have any medication to take, I always take it with water.
Might be. Well, it can't be Nixon because he drank alcohol all day long.
Well, toward the end he did.
Yeah, so I wouldn't think he drank a lot of coffee mixed with the alcohol.
Well, I tell you, it's not John Kennedy, and it's not okay. It's not Richard Nixon, but I bet Richard probably did need some wake-up calls in the morning after the Watergate.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep listening.
Keep listening.
I listen to your station almost all day.
Well, God
bless you. There are listeners out there.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Now, see, that's what we like to hear. We love people out there listening, and we love interesting phone calls. That's what we like. What an interesting call from the lady who worked at the Morrow County Prison. Interesting. Anybody else got a story like that? We got the time here. 55 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Like I say, everybody's got a story. And you know, a president's story along the way was that they drank a gallon of coffee every day. We still don't know who that was. It wasn't John Kennedy, wasn't John Adams, wasn't Richard Nixon. We're narrowing them down. What president drank a gallon of coffee every day? Also, the other popular question tonight has been, before coffee, what was the popular breakfast drink in America? When you were having your eggs and your bacon and your whatever else, blueberry muffins, what did you have before the coffee came to America? What was the most popular breakfast drink in America? 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo hang in the balance. Tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. And a few minutes left here. 56 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Or does anybody know anything about the old smorgasbord? That was a topic of conversation for quite a while. Interesting conversations here today. Go ahead, caller.
We'll try milk.
You know, milk would be a popular one, but it was not milk, oddly enough. It wasn't the most popular before coffee.
Yeah, because when you mix some cereal and everything, and I kind of put it together, so I thought I'd try that.
Hey, no problem. Thank you. Bye-bye. It was not milk. Not milk. Not Ovaltine. Not, what was our other guess? We had milk and, oh, orange juice. Not milk, not Ovaltine, not orange juice. What was the popular breakfast drink in America before coffee? And by the way, I'll be on again on Friday. Friday, let's see, what time will I be on Friday? I'll be on Friday, I believe, from 2 to 3. So tune in then. Don't tear away from this station. But we've got time left here. Does anybody know what American president drank a gallon of coffee every day? A gallon of coffee every day. Does anybody know? Does anybody know what the popular breakfast drink in America was before coffee? Not Ovaltine, not orange juice. What was it? Also, does anybody have an interesting story to tell? Like our caller who was getting off work there, who had a fascinating story to tell in regard to working at a prison in Morrow County, in the food service department. You know, there are so many fascinating jobs. Does anybody have a fascinating job out there, or did they have a fascinating job that they would like to tell us about? Because that's interesting, too. You know, we talk a lot about this historic stuff here in Marion, like the theaters and the Isley Shop and Tecumseh and donut shops and Dorothy and Fair Park Sundries and all that. But did anybody have an interesting job at a place maybe we have not talked about? That'd be interesting to hear about as well. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. We would love to talk to you. WWGH Radio can be heard right here on the dial, 107.1 FM. Tell your friends. Or streaming live on the website at WWGH1071.com. Or you can go download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH. And we'll be there. All right, we can fit one more guess in today. One more guess, one more call. Now, does anybody want to call in and say anything interesting? Does anybody want to talk about their profession? Does anybody know what president drank a gallon of coffee every day? Does anybody know what was the popular breakfast drink in America before coffee? We can take one more guess. 740-383-9944. Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon coming up about 6:15 today, right after this program. You don't want to miss that. Also, tomorrow morning here on WWGH Radio, you got the Charlie Evers Show from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Then you've got Swap Shop. It's our version of Tradio with Glenn Coble from 12:10 to 1 p.m. And then the Adam the Computer Guy Show tomorrow, 2:10 until 3 p.m. A big day here on WWGH Radio. Any guesses? Columbus Zoo tickets, tickets to the wilds. We're going to have one more person call in. Does anybody know who, what president was the big coffee drinker? Drank a gallon of coffee a day? Does anybody know what was the big breakfast drink in America before coffee? Does anybody just have anything interesting they would like to bring up? 740-383-9944. Well, if we're not going to get any more calls, I guess we'll stick a fork in this particular program. Remember, the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon every Sunday and Wednesday here on WWGH Radio, 6:10 to 7 p.m. But for now, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
That's some Chinese food. It's really, really incredible. I have to say that. But, you know, I like Chris. You know, and he's like most Americans. He's like most Americans. Type A personality, type 2 diabetes. But the issue that I saw with Chris was, and, you know, we've already had problems with the Trump-Pence logo. I think you know about this. But I was afraid with Chris they were going to make jokes. And I don't like to be made fun of. And they were going to say Trump and plump. And I didn't want that for Chris. You know what I mean?
What about 100,000 protesters in Cleveland this week? Does that give you pause?
I think that's fantastic. I mean, nobody has more protesters than me. And wait till the riots. You're going to see fantastic riots in Cleveland. These are going to be the best riots you've ever seen. I inspire amazing riots. And these are going to be top-notch riots.
Well, I tell you what, Donald, I know it's such a busy time for you. I can't thank you enough. I know you dislike the media, but I always thank you for stopping by.
Well, you know, Scott, you've always been very, very nice to me. You don't hit me with any of those hardball questions, which I think is great. I really appreciate that.
WWGH Radio, your place for politics. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Catch us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-224-495. Webpage CRT